Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Zechar Miriam Perikhes. This is Shin number 34. We'll be finishing Perikhes now. The Gemara continues in Nitzchu Mutov. If you are victorious over the Yetzirah, with the suggestions that the Chavetz Chaim has brought previously from the Gemaras, good. Vim Lav, what happens if you're not successful? You can't throw in the white towel. What are you going to do? Says the Gemara, Yasik B'Torah. You have to be involved in Limud HaTorah. And the reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah as the antidote for the Yetzirah. Barasa Yetzirah, Barasa Torah Tavlin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzirah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the antidote, the vaccine. And that's to be Isaac in Torah, Limud HaTorah. The Gemara then says, Gemara in Brachas Daf Hei, if for somehow the person is not successful and he still feels the Yetzirah, the misgaber and attacking him, he should recite Kriya Shema. He should accept upon himself Ol Malchus Shemayim, the yoke of Hashem, the responsibilities to serve Hashem. And if that doesn't help, he should remind himself of Yom HaMisa, the day of death. So the Gemara asks a question. So the Chavetz Chaim rather asks a question. Why don't we just go straight to Yaskir Lo Yom HaMisa, remind himself of the day of death? The day of death, meaning he'll be standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He'll have to give an accounting for all his behavior. And that itself should protect him from the Yetzirah. Explains the Chavetz Chaim. It's better to serve Hashem mitoich simcha. Mitoich simcha, out of happiness. Yasik b'toira. As opposed to fear, which is a different madrega, as we discussed when we learned Mesilas Yesharim together. So that's why first we say, the Yetzirah is getting stronger upon the person. Yasuk b'Torah. Involve yourself in Limud HaTorah. The next step is recite Kriya Shema. Accept upon yourself Ol Malchus Shemayim. And the next step is Yaskir Lo Yom HaMisa. I do want to mention that we had mentioned in the past, the Gemara tells us that men have a responsibility of Limud HaTorah Yom HaLayla V'Hagisa B'Yom HaLayla. Women have a responsibility to learn all the halachos that apply to them, to learn Musar, but they don't have the same type of responsibility and protection of Limud HaTorah. The Chazon Ish brings, and it's hundreds of years before the Chazon Ish, it's from the Vilna Gaon and Rabbeinu Nissen Eibishitz, that what Limud HaTorah is for men, a protection from the Yetzirah, tznius, modesty, is for women. And that doesn't just mean in dress, but it means in behavior, in attitude, in thought, as well, of course, in dress.